don't know the exact pronunciation, but I believe it's menage a trois.
Oh, that is a wild idea.
The Bump is a KTCK sports presentation.
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
You have any stretch marks?
That's $5.
No. Porra.
Are those real? Are those real? Because you have very big boobs.
They are absolutely real.
Really?
Yes.
It's nice work on God's part, you know?
Yeah, God is an awesome God.
Nipples pierced?
Is he not?
He is. Do you have any nipple piercings?
That I cannot tell you.
Her nipples!
Stare at him now.
Only my husband knows.
You're up to 15.
Sure. And he knows about my tattoos, too.
Where's your tattoo?
Can't tell you that either.
Your tattoo, is it a taint tattoo?
It's a monkey.
Where's it at?
Where's it at?
And you're the yuck monkey. You should be able to see it.
I should be able to spot that tattoo.
You probably will not be able to spot the tattoo.
Is there any chance of me ever finding out where your tattoo is?
No, but I think that this is... What am I doing?
Oh, you're on the radio station in Dallas. We're just generic radio.
Oh, okay. Well, cool.
That's part of radio.com.
Part of radio.com. Okay, so wait. Do I have a face for radio?
Yeah, you do. No, wait. You don't. I'm sorry. I was supposed to say no.
Yeah, we actually in San Antonio, we have this poster, this big bulletin.
Ask her if she's had a BM today.
Running down 281, and it says,
she hasn't.
Ugly kids, and I was wondering what...
Ask her what her fart smelled like.
...it was with the billboard that
shut
says ugly kids on it.
God, shut up, it. Lady.
So lost interest.
Interrupt her.
Ask her if she's had a BM today.
You're rambling there, you realize that.
So lost interest.
But, you know, the thing...
I know what you're saying. I'm with you, sweetheart.
There you go, okay.
Ask her. You had a BM today?
I don't even know how to answer that one.
It's either yes or no.
How do I answer that one?
I mean, sometimes it's a morning thing, sometimes it's an afternoon thing.
Ask her if she's ever farted audibly in church.
You know what? I prefer to be
ask her if she's ever farted audibly in church.
You just never know, you know. You never know. I'm just not that predictable. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever rattled a fart off a church pew?
off a church? Well, I don't go to church, but... Actually, I think I've done it on camera before.
Okay, I think we've gotten everything that we need out of you. This is, we've been asking everyone these questions, so don't feel like it, you know, you're special or anything.
Oh, I don't feel like I'm... Well, actually, well, you know, the
oh,
thing
God,
is,
get
if
away
I
from
did
that
rattle
chick.
One off in the church pew, then I would be special.
Ask if the monkey tattoo jumps when she farts.
All right. Thank you. It's nice to meet you.
It's The Hardline. Featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson
Snake Order.
As the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
Three, two... And one, kick it.
The time is 3:25. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tick heads and ticket chicks. Well, it is Thursday, and once again, we emanate live from Houston, which it will be the site of Super Bowl 38. The game is Sunday. The week leading up to it is this week. And once again, here we are down on Radio Row inside the George F. Dunham Convention Center.
One of the better Super Bowls I've been to.
Yes.
I'm telling you, one of the better ones. I'm just in amazement on how good a job Houston's doing. This is great.
I am too.
I mean, it's wonderful.
I continue to be just totally amazed that I'm not totally bummed out just by being in this place.
You know, I'm going to go one step farther. You know how I've said that, and I still believe this, that the Super Bowl should be on a rotator. between four cities, Miami, New Orleans, San Diego, and Pasadena. If they wanted to add a fifth and put Houston in here, I'd have no problem.
Nor would I.
No problem at all. No problem at all.
Good evening, sir. What can we do for you?
Jeff is back. He's our program director. He's back in Texas.
Back in Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's back in Texas.
Can we help you with something?
No, Jeff, okay.
All right.
Okay.
We have a
give me 1 minute. We'll talk
fellow
to him.
Here. We got to be distracted by a guy. But anyway, that's over with now.
That's Dion and Mike's agent.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Nice to meet you, sir. All right. Today down here in Houston, the temperature is probably going to be in the 60s, and we have rain out there today. But inside here at the George Dunham Convention Center on Radio Row, man,
popping.
This place is popping.
Yes, everybody.
There are a ton of people here today. All manner of the famous and nearly so have made their way around here today. And whatever we do, wherever we go today, everybody is going to have to keep in mind that we must be prepared at all times to make a very quick lateral move to the left or right and pop someone we might want on here as they become available to us.
So there might be some people here that we actually want to get on.
Yeah. Right, there might. So we have that going on today. We have a whole lot of controversy and...
got a decision to make, too, don't we?
Yeah, we do have a decision to make. And we'll get into all that here later on in the presentation. But probably what we need to do first is discuss the little Mavericks who watched their big winning streak dry up and blow away last night. So we'll get into that next here on The Ticket.